Masechet Avot Perek Bet Mishnah Yud Gimel. Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Heve Zahir B'Kiliat Shema U'B'Tefila. Be very careful about reading Shema and saying the Amidah properly. Make sure when you say the Shema, you're saying it on time as well as the Amidah. The Amidah has to be said at specific times of the day, morning, afternoon, and night. These ideas of Kiliat Shema and Tefila represent Shema Ol Malchut Shamayim, Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, the acceptance of the heavenly yoke that a person has responsibilities in life. And the Amidah represents Avodah, service of Hashem, which replaces the Korbanot in the Beit HaMikdash. So when you pray and you say Shema, make sure you're very careful about them, that you treat them correctly. The Gemara comments and says that there are Devarim She'omdim Birumo Shel Olam. There are things that are the highest place in the world, that are so lofty. People, they degrade it, they don't treat it properly, and that's tefillah. U'kesh'ata mitpalel al ta'as tefillatecha keva. When you pray, don't make your prayer fixed. In other words, don't look at it as a ol. Don't look at it as a burden that you have to just accomplish. Okay, I completed it. I prayed already. Okay, good. And I took care of it. I checked that off of my list. Look at tefillah as a privilege. Don't look at it as an obligation. Others say, fixed means here that you're not adding any of your own heartfelt thoughts to it. You're just reading it like a book. You're reading through it, you're saying the berachot, you're saying everything properly, but there's no heart there, there's no emotion or no understanding. Rather, your tefillot should be one of those of mercy and begging or supplications before Hashem. Like the Pasuk tells us, Shine Emar, Ki Hanun V'rahum Hu, Hashem is gracious and merciful. Erech Apayim V'rav Hesed, He is slow to anger and He has a tremendous amount of kindness. V'niham Al Hara'ah, and He lets go of punishment quickly as well. We're using this Pasuk to show that when you pray to Hashem in a meaningful way, and you have the ability to get inspired by the tefillah, that's where it means something. That's where the tefillah counts on a high level. And also, don't think of yourself as a wicked person. You have to think of yourself as a positive person. Look at yourself as good innately, and therefore you'll become good. A person who doesn't think good about himself, he'll start to become that person. He'll act wickedly. If he's not so good, he's going to act like it. So when you start to hold of yourself in a better way, you'll act better, and your values will reflect that type of person. Famously, we said, Bishvili nivra ha'olam, the world was created for me. You have to think highly of yourself. When you do, Bezrat Hashem, we connect more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.